Has your nonprofit organization implemented the new lease accounting standard yet? Well, your answer may be, I'm not sure. If your nonprofit organization leases office space or other facilities, equipment, or any other asset, you are required to change how you account for leases in your accounting records. You may have heard of this referred to as Topic 842 or ASC 842. The Financial Accounting Standards Board, who are the accounting rulemakers, so to speak, changed the accounting rules for how our lease contracts are treated. As a nonprofit organization, your organization is likely affected by Topic 842 and must formally implement or adopt the new accounting rules if you have any leases. When was this effective? Well, for a nonprofit organization, you should have implemented Topic 842 for fiscal years beginning after December 15th, 2021, which mostly means your FY 2022 fiscal year. What is most significant about this new rule, Topic 842? Well, number one, lease payments that you make for, let's say, your office space will no longer be considered an office rent expense on your books, or lease payments that you make for renting your postage machine or any other type of equipment will no longer be considered equipment rental expense on your books. Sounds very different, doesn't it? Well, instead, the amount that your organization has committed to paying over the term of that lease is now considered a liability, and the actual underlying office space or equipment that you're leasing is now considered an asset, and both should be recorded on your books as such when you implement Topic 842. So for example, if you have a 3-year lease for office space paying $1,000 a month, the $36,000 with a net present value, or discounted at a present value, would be considered a liability and a corresponding asset on your books. And this is all a part of the change in how leases are recorded in the accounting records. The third most significant part about this new rule is that in your implementation year, you will see a new asset on your balance sheet called right of use asset, and that would be whatever that piece of equipment or office space is. And you would also see a new liability on your balance sheet called right of use liability. So when we say implement, what does that really mean? Number one, you essentially would need to assess all of the contracts that you have to determine all of those contracts that fall under this new lease standard. Number two, you would need to determine the present value of all of the lease payments over those 36 months that we used in the earlier example. And this would be the right of use liability. Number three, after determining that liability, then you would determine and measure the asset itself. Number four, Then each lease would need to be classified as either an operating lease or a finance lease as described under the new rules. And number five, all of this would need to be reflected in your FY 2022 financials or whatever your implementation year is. Finally, Topic 842 requires significant financial statement notes and disclosures around your leases and the adoption of Topic 842. Now, does the complexity stop when your organization implements Topic 842 in that initial year? No. That right of use asset and liability that you put on your books at adoption must be adjusted each and every year until the end of the lease contract, along with any other related expenses, such as amortization and interest expense. Therefore, nonprofit organizations that are reporting under Topic 842 must comply for each annual reporting period or fiscal year after you implement the new rule. How can you be sure your nonprofit organization is in compliance with Topic 842? Well, number one, if your organization has at least one lease contract for anything that applies to Topic 842, then your organization is required to implement the new standard. So then you would look at your balance sheet for fiscal year 2022. Or after, and if you do not see an asset called right of use asset and a liability called right of use liability, then your organization has not adopted the standard and is not in compliance if you have any leases. However, if you do see the right of use asset and liability on your balance sheet, then your organization has implemented Topic 842, and more than likely it was done as part of your financial statement audit by your auditor. What could noncompliance mean for your organization? Complying with the new lease accounting standard completely and accurately is important to the success of your nonprofit. Not only is a clean audit opinion at significant risk, if not, but you may also be forced to restate your financial statements. So it is important to give the utmost attention to this project to achieve compliance by the deadline, and finally, to ensure accurate lease accounting on day one, two, and beyond. So let's get compliant, stay compliant, and avoid errors. You know, we all know that Microsoft Excel is an accountant's best friend in terms of making calculations, and there are many calculations that are required under this new standard. But the unfortunate truth is that relying on Excel really won't cut it for lease accounting. Some of the pitfalls of using Excel for lease accounting is, number one, misinterpreting the new standard. Number two, you can lose valuable time spending more time than needed each month on computations. Number three, there is no audit trail with Excel. For example, if you want to know who entered the lease, who made changes to it, what did they change, and when did they do it, You and your auditors need this information, and Excel does not provide it. Excel does not have the ability to provide you with key alerts, such as upcoming lease renewals. Lease renewals and other critical dates can have major implications for lease accounting. Excel will not alert you when a date is approaching or has passed. How can we at Temple Management Consulting help you with this project? We can assist your organization in implementing the new lease accounting standard, Topic 842. We understand Topic 842. We have helped many organizations to adopt the standard, including analyzing your contracts, determining those that fall under the new standard, measuring the right of use liability and assets, preparing initial journal entries for your implementation year, preparing disclosures. We at Temple Management utilize lease software that can have all of your leases in one system and provide alerts, journal entries, disclosures, and reports that are needed to stay compliant. We would love to help your organization with implementing the new lease accounting rules under Topic 842. You can reach us at info@templemanagement.cpa or contact us via our website at www.tmc.cpa.